Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 132 of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017. We're closing in. We're closing in fast. Keep on target. So tonight, I'm going to continue the movie adaption with actually three comics tonight. They're all related. Yes, they're all related. Again, I totally didn't even think about this one last night when I was talking about Star Trek, about this movie adaption. And this is Raiders of the Lost Ark. This is a three-part issue. Three parts in this issue, rather, one, two, and three. And this is from 1981, of course. And here is the first issue. It starts off at the very bottom on the cover. You see Indiana Jones running out of the temple with the Hoda tribe, you know, shooting arrows at him. And the, I forget his name, the guy with the imprint on his hand. And it says at the bottom, Fantastic Adventure from the makers of Jaws and Star Wars. And cut in here. And the art's pretty good. It's a little not minimalistic, but not terribly detailed. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Not really. I wouldn't say terribly detailed, but it's great. I'm really enjoying it. It was fun reading back through it, all three issues. And I was just, my son was looking at it. When I had him out, and I was telling him it was, you know, it's a great way to kind of revisit the movie when you didn't have the movie readily available for you to be able to watch again, like on a DVD or videotape, whatever. You didn't have an easy way to watch it. So looking back through these, you know, like I said, it was fun. It was fun to kind of read them. There's no surprises. There's no real deviation from the movie so much. All the major key points are here. All the major dialogue is here. Maybe some of the angles and the way they drew some things look different from the movie, which is fine. And I would imagine that would be the case for, you know, for a movie adaptation. They can't make it look exact. Well, they could make it look exactly like the movie if they wanted, but I like the little different interpretation. Just gives you, like I said, looking at it a slight different angle. So the first issue ends with, what's his name's got the poker in Marion's face, and he's, you know, Indy is left the bar, of course, and they're asking her for the jewel. So the second issue picks up right where they left off in the bar, and he's got the poker interface, and immediately, like the next beat, there is whoosh. See, I can do the whip. Whoosh. That's my whip sound. There's the whip. There's a big fight in the bar. She's got the amulet. And of course, they escape. They're in Saudi Arabia. There's the whole basket thing where the guys are taking her in the basket to the truck. And Andy thinks he blew up the truck with her in it. Then, of course, there's him and Sala looking for the Well of Souls. He breaks the stick. See, it's all the same beats from the movie. They find the Well of Souls, and that's actually where they end this second issue, the one where on the cover it says, continuing the fantastic adventure from the makers of Jaws and Star Wars. And they end it with them throwing Marion down into the Well of Souls. Next issue, please. And this is the third one. And you can see that Belloc has got his staff up in the air. He's doing his ritual and he's yelling at Marion, don't look. But it says, concluding the fantastic adventure from the makers of Jaws and Star Wars. So obviously this is issue number 3. There's Marion, not missing a beat. She's still suspended in air, falling. And then they escape. Of course, it ends with the faces melting and everything. Again, no surprises. I was hoping maybe a little deviation in the story, like, I don't know, just something a little different, but it's pretty much the same. You know, sometimes in the novel, might be a little different as opposed to, you know, the movie, that kind of thing. So it ends with the crate being carted off. And there you go. So that is Raiders of the Lost Ark 1, 2, and 3 from 1981. And I'm going to post a picture of all three of these. See if I can do that. All right. Thank you for listening. And until next time.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.